activities. But I think that was basically when mostly my childhood was spent.
Mm-hmm. What other activities did you do at Mack Island?
Swimming, rock climbing, badminton, basketball.
Okay. Yeah. And are those any of those sports? Are you still like active in those sports, or is it just primarily reading and writing?
I like badminton, basketball still.
Okay.
I still do those too.
Recreationally or on the team?
Both.
Really? How are you guys doing from a team standpoint? Like, how's Westwood's sports teams doing? Are you guys relevant is the question. Hard hitting.
I wasn't on the team this year, but like for the last 2 years, I was good. I would say the experience was fun.
Okay. Yeah. I want to get into like following up on what's happening with the high school teams as far as sports is concerned. Because that was a real big thing. Like when I grew up and I was in high school, like there was three. There was Comp, Westwood, and Merck. And you used to have like tri-high basketball tournaments and like it was a thing. Challenge Cup. Mm-hmm. There, it was a real thing. And you guys still do it. Like there's still competitions between the schools, mm-hmm. but I don't see anybody really talking about it.
No.
So like my company is like obviously sharing messaging. So we're working on like a concept on how we can share that kind of stuff. So overall, when it comes to Westwood, how do you think like they fare from a sports standpoint when you're looking at the different high schools now?
I think Westwood's like really good in sports, and like especially in volleyball. I know for like the last few like years, continuously, like the senior high has made it like to like a really like advanced level. But like I don't know, I think they're really good. I think they have potential, but then somehow like they always like lose at the last point.
Oh.
So that's kind of like heartbreaking. But I think they're really good. I think if they, like, you know, work a little bit more, then they can definitely, you know, like, go, like, higher.
Okay, so we got to cheer Westwood's volleyball team on this year.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, nah, not from Merck. We ain't cheering. He's from Comp. But we're all friends. Okay, so Tanner tapped his phone. That means he's got his questions ready for the Mac City Minute. But before we jump into that, we're going to throw to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie? Take it away.
Hi, I'm Carrie Beaton. I make all natural skincare and a variety of herbal remedies. I'm also an artist that works with acrylic on a variety of substrates. To check out all my products and works I have available, you can click on the links below. Thank you so much.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie, for your ongoing support. Tanner, hit her with the Mac City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What is one book other than your own you will hope is made into a movie?
Sign in the Smoke is my favorite Nancy Drew Diaries book, and I think like the mystery and suspense of the book is something I want to see on screen.
Question number two. What is one book you think everyone would enjoy reading?
One book I think everyone enjoy reading is It's one of like J.K. Rowling's recent books. I think it's really different from the Harry Potter series, so everyone should like try it. I think it's really interesting.
Question number three. What is one thing you do that inspires your writing?
One thing I do is probably reading, because I get to try so many different authors and see their like, you know, writing levels and like the way they write. So it's really inspiring for me.
Question number four. Where is your favorite place to read?
My favorite place to read is the library.
And your final question, what is your favorite after-school snack?
Favorite after-school snack is definitely going to be nuts. Like nuts.
And those have been your five questions.
Great job, man. Those are nice questions.
Thank you.
He's always impressive with his questions. So you're getting a little bit older now. You might be thinking about the future.
Yeah.
What's your thought process? Where are you going?
Well, I definitely want to keep writing as like at least a side, you know, job, but like, for like full time, I'm thinking to do something with medicine, because I feel like science is definitely one of my strongest subjects and I really like it a lot. So I think I'm going to do something with science.
Very cool. Now, when it comes to your parents, are they readers?
Yeah, my dad's also in science, so I think that's also like really inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it comes from.
Yeah. So you see them reading though often, like they have paper in hands reading often.
They don't read like on paper. I mean, like they read like the news and stuff.
Right.
So I think that they don't read like paper books. So let's say like like those type of stuff, but they read like online news articles, news, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So like those type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. So it's around your environment. Mm-hmm. It's a thing. It's like with my little guy. Like I'm seeing it now as he's 9, right? And the environment that your parents cultivate for you definitely influences potentially like what you are or not going to be into. So with you and your sister being so like interested in reading, like I was just making the assumption, your parents must like to read in one shape or form. Yeah. And like on how they digest knowledge. Mm-hmm. Is it just you and your sister or do you have more siblings? No, just the two. Mm-hmm. That's probably a good thing. Like the third person would be like kind of ganged up on. So when it comes to hanging out, what do you guys like to do?
I like to watch movies together. Like we have like our own list. Like whatever we do, we always make lists. So like watching together, movies together, watching any show and listening to music together. We like to do everything together.
No doubt. What kind of music are you listening to?
Bollywood music.
Bollywood music. Okay. And so you're watching Bollywood movies as well.
Yeah.
Now, for those movies, are you able to see any of them in theater or are you looking at most of them like at home?
Some of them watch in theater, some at home, depends.
Right. And so how many, like, I know nothing about, like, I obviously know about the genre, but I don't really know anything about it. Like, how many movies, like, are being pumped out, would you say, like, regularly for you to keep updated?
I would say, like, in a year, roughly 8 to 10 films come out, or maybe even more. Like, okay. That's as much I know as a year. Like, I always keep, like, track, like, what's coming out. So
yeah.
I know, I think 8 to 10 or maybe more.
Okay. And so, like, when you're, like, just hanging out in your headphones that you're wearing, it's Bollywood music that's pumping?
Yeah, it's Bollywood music.
Cool. It's interesting. Like, when I was younger, like, music was hard to come by in regards to how you digested it. And, like, especially growing up here in Fort McMurray, I'll tell you for free, there wasn't a lot of, like, East Indian-influenced music, like, when you went to the record store. So you weren't, like, being able to be that, like, cultured with what you were listening to. Mm-hmm. So it's cool nowadays where you literally can listen into anything you want. So is it primarily like Bollywood movies that you're watching as well?
I watch English movies too and shows. Mm-hmm. More English shows rather than movies, but I like both.
Okay. And so what's a show that's piquing your interest? What's a series that you're watching right now?
One that I watched recently, I watched multiple times, is Just Add Magic.
Just what?
Just Add Magic.
What's that about?
It's based on a book, actually, and then it's like taken to a show. It's there's this magic cookbook and these three friends like make recipes and stuff and then go on this adventures and stuff.
Neat. Yeah. What streaming service is that on?
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. Amazon is killing it right now with their programming. Me and Tanner have been talking about it. Like, you got Disney, you have Netflix, you got Prime, you have Crave. What's another one? Paramount.
Netflix.
Didn't I start off with Netflix?
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, but thanks, bro.
Yeah, no problem.
But yeah, so Prime has a lot of good programming that they're coming out with, no doubt. So I love talking to the youth because, like, I'm so old now, so I don't know what's, like, hitting. How are you digesting content online? Like, are you looking at the big TV? Are you looking at your phone? Like, what screen are you watching right now?
Mostly, I would say, like, the TV, like, the computer.
Yeah.
Mostly, I would say, like, it's definitely going to be my phone and computer.
Right.
Because that's, I think, that's where you do the most work, and that's where, like, all the information is truly on. So
mm-hmm.
That's where most of the time is spent on.
So when you and your sister are just, like, hanging out, are you hanging out in a living room together? Are you hanging out in, like, a bedroom? Do you guys have a joint bedroom, or are you separate?
Joint.
So you guys still share the same room?
Yeah.
How's, like, you obviously, how's that going?
It's fun.
Yeah?
Like, I don't want to change it.
Interesting. Like, it's such an interesting dynamic in regards to, like, my brother is really close to me in age. I think, like, there's less than 2 years apart. So, like, we shared a room for a while. We had bunk beds. Mm-hmm. And, like, I loved it. But then it got to a certain age where I'm just like, no, man, I'm getting out of here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, I have, like, twins that run in my family, and they're the same thing. They're just like, no, this is cool. Like, you know? Anyways, I got bad news for you. Tanner just tapped his watch. That means we're out of time. But before I cut you loose today, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Please check out my book, Nancy and Stunning Friendship. I hope you find friendship and a true friend. So please read it, and I hope you like it. Thank you.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to Narelle Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Thank you all for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.